News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Let's go Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Got a correction here. We were talking about the mail-in ballots ruling, and I was saying I was a little surprised because if they could receive the ballots, 5 days after the election day, that means you could send your ballot in 3 days after the election was over and try to tilt the results. Got a couple of texts here rolling in. Says no, it's actually, and one of them sent me a screenshot showing me the ruling that it's got to be postmarked, at least the day of the election. So you can't have it. You can't mail it in after the election's over. It's just if it comes in within 5 days afterwards. And in that case, okay, I'm okay with it. As long as it's postmarked, then that, you know, as long as you can't send your ballot in after the election's, you know, results are in and you're like, oh, well, I'm going to do this and this and this, then that's kind of messed up if it was that case. So thanks for sending me that in. If you want to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 85 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 94, 95 today. And the heat index, though, like 108, 110. Woo, it's going to be vicious. Going to be a vicious one. The Escambia County wants to shut down the homeless encampment in Montclair. And it's going to be a difficult one. Here's the problem. I'm just going to summarize it right here, and we'll get into the details. If you displace the people in the homeless camp without having a plan of how to get them, either have a place for them to go, whether it be another homeless camp or some sort of shelter that they feel comfortable with, or a plan to try to get them back on their feet, if there's not any kind of plan, then all you're doing is having them go from one camp encampment to develop another encampment. After all, that's exactly what happened. If you remember, we had a large encampment underneath the I-110 bridge, and even though the city and the state county have been saying for a while, you got to leave, you got to leave, you got to leave, they're like, yeah, we're not leaving. We have no place to go. And then the state came in and goes, they got to leave. That's our land. We don't want them there. They got to go. You got to evict them. So it was like over a two-day period, they got rid of everybody. Just packed up the thing. You got to go. And so they left, but they don't have a place to stay. So eventually somebody finds some vacant land somewhere, or land that's not being used, and they pitch a tent. And then word gets around to some other people, and they pitch a tent. Next thing you know, that's the new encampment. And that exact same thing's going to happen again if you just say you can't stay here at Montclair. If there's no alternative shelter or resources identified for the displaced residents, then you're just going to have another encampment pop up. This is not just a Pensacola problem. This happens throughout cities throughout Florida. And frankly, not just Florida, but pretty much you mostly see this happening in warm weather climate cities like LA and, you know, places in California, Florida, even in Texas, where you get these encampments pop up. And then if you just kick them out, they just go find another place to camp. So that's the concern with that. I get it. Nobody really wants to have a homeless encampment by them, you know, by their neighborhood or by their thing. But that's the thing. There's been proposals for basically homeless shelters. Like, there's been proposals for tiny homes being developed. I saw something one time about container homes, essentially. Like, you know, you're talking about like the container, shipping containers converted into like a little tiny home, essentially, as a temporary housing for homeless people. It's very basic, very minimalist in the amenities provided and things like that. But at least it provides shelter, and it's something better than a tent, better than mostly being out in the open elements. But all of these things usually get shot down mainly by residents who live close to where these proposals are being proposed. So I don't know what the answer is, but you definitely just can't just kick them out without some sort of plan. I got some more real estate stories for you, one particular here pertaining to Florida. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Bobby. There is a vehicle crash with injuries in Roblox at Gulf Breeze Parkway at Harvard Drive and Gulf Breeze. Use caution through that area. Also still working that vehicle crash West Nama Road at Pinecone Drive. No roadblock there. Have a disabled vehicle in the roadway, Davis Highway, right near Florida West Hospital. And then finally, a vehicle crash at Bayou and 12th. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, PJ. So one of the stories I have here is a record number, at least it's hard to say record number because they've only been tracking this since 2021. However, there is a record. 19.1% of house hunters, almost one out of five of people searching for homes, were searching for homes outside of their current metro. This happened in the first quarter of 2026. That's the highest share since the record began in 2021. Where are most people searching for when they're searching for housing outside of their current metro? Florida. Five places dominated the top six, Orlando being number one, Northport, Miami, and Cape Coral. Those are all the some of the areas dominating the top six. Inflows, though, are dropping. Actual inflows. So people are searching for homes, but when people are actually making the move, yes, they're still coming to Florida, but in less than what it was. Back in 2022, Miami had about 28,000 people moving that quarter, compared to just 6,500 that moved in quarter one of 2026. You had some major cities that had seen major inflows for years and years and years now starting to flip. Charlotte, North Carolina, for example, 5 years ago had about 3,200 people move in that quarter. Now they lost 1,700 people. Austin went from gaining 14,000 people 5 years ago to now they're losing people. California, which has had year after year, quarter after quarter, a net outflow of people leaving the state of California, well, it's roughly double the net outflow of New York's, to tell you how much people are just fed up with California for one way or another. What's the main reason? Despite return to office mandates, people are looking for remote work. And so remote work options is where people are saying, hey, I'm wanting to get out of these higher cost of living cities, and I'd rather go to, Florida. So that's one of the things that's happening right there. Speaking of real estate, here's another one for real estate, especially if you're a real estate agent. This something might be interesting to you, but I think it's interesting for you and I as well, as somebody who may want to do real estate searches. Google getting in on the real estate listings thing. Bright MLS, the largest in the country with 101,000 members, is the first major player launching a partnership with Google Search. Listings will go live on Google Search as of today from that MLS. So Google just expanded its home listing ads. Real estate agents can get in front of this as well. So first of all, free listing exposure now will appear above traditional portals like Zillow and Realtor.com and Redfin. The listing can have the agent's name and contact information prominently displayed. Participation isn't automatic. Your MLS and brokerage have to opt in. Individual agents can exclude specific listings by saying internet, you know, no on it or whatever, and things like that. But this is pretty big with Google getting into the, like, where you can just do, you know, home searches through Google. That's going to be big. It's a two-part deal. Free Google search placement plus optional paid leads through Google local ads if you want to advertise. Google's algorithm decides what actually shows up based on somebody's search relevance. So don't expect a listing to appear for every search, but it's still, you know, basically Google getting into the ad listing age, or the home listing era. So I think it's probably a good thing for the consumer, maybe not a great thing for real estate agents. And the reason why I say that is because the vast majority of real estate agents, their only leverage that they have of being an agent is that they have access to the MLS and to the full searching capabilities and blah, blah, blah. So Google starts to dip their toe in this area, even though MLS is providing the information. I don't know. We'll have to see whether or not this is a good thing for agents down the road. Pensacola Morning News, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. What is your source for migration data? That came from, I'll give you the exact, because the website I got it from was from Inman.com. Oh, Redfin had the information that they were doing the search for. So there's that. Here's another text. Homelessness has been a problem for hundreds of years. Most people don't want them next to them, but never come up with a plan. I've always thought abandoned buildings could be turned into temporary shelter to help them get on their feet. Ooh, abandoned buildings, that's a good idea. Especially depending on certain cities, there's a lot of abandoned buildings, so that's a good idea right there. Coming up with a plan, I think the hard part of coming up with a plan is that last part that you just mentioned, part that I brought up as well, which is oftentimes any plan that you have is saying, we're going to take the homeless and we're going to put them here. And the new location where you're wanting to put them, the people surrounding that new location are the ones that are going, we don't want that here. That's the problem. There has to be some sort of community effort where the community is all in on saying, we want to handle this. And that means we're okay with having a community, a homeless community or shelter or something like that near me or near my place of business. Oh, boy. It's a nationwide problem. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here, talk a little bit about child care costs by state.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 and Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 and Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get a little complicated. There are so many moving parts in business, and at Avalon HR, they understand these complications and have your back. Join them tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join them tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Texas, it's called NIMBY, not in my backyard. Yeah, and that's the problem. Is that no, everybody wants to have some sort of solution for homelessness, but not in my backyard. And that's exactly the problem with it. So, yeah, thanks for sharing that. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. 84 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 94, but it's going to feel like close to 110. Woo! It's going to be brutal. Going to be a brutal one for sure. There is a child care cost by state. So according to Wallet Hub, single parents are spending nearly 59% of their income on child care. Wow. But here's the thing. Married couples only spending 14% of their household income on child care. That's a massive gap right there. 59%, 60% of your income is going towards child care expenses. But it's like you're a single parent. It's not like you can just go, well, I just won't work if 60% of my money's going out the door. You don't really have a choice in that matter, right? Like you've got to spend it. So, Nebraska, California, New York, the priciest states, not surprising. And Mississippi, South Dakota are the cheapest. And actually Alabama right there, like 48th cheapest or something like that. 7%, almost 8% of household income goes towards child care, at least for married families. Florida, we're right in the middle, 24th overall. About 10% of our income goes to child care. 66% of families with kids now have both parents working. 66% of families. And at this point, child care is not optional. It's a necessity. And in some cases, in many cases, both parents are working because they need to now. I've talked about that many times when I've filled in back when I had my afternoon drive show. I used to talk about how it's to me one of the saddest commentaries pertaining to America is how our how now you no longer have a one household income. Like if you want to, in many cases, like that's your only option. You know, you're like, oh, I would love to just have, you know, one household and then one person stays at home, raises the kids, and cleans the house and does this and this and this. And now it's like you can't do that. Even if you want to, you can't do that. So that's the problem. Just expenses are so much. In fact, going along with expenses, going along with the economy and things, a lot of Americans feel down on the economy, even though the headlines are saying, oh, jobs are coming back and the economy's improving and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, it doesn't feel like it to me. So one of the reasons for that is that workers' share of national income hit 54% in early 2026. And I know what you're thinking, like 54%, what does that mean? Well, that's the lowest since 1947, which is when it was first tracked. So worker share of income in the 1940s was about 65%. So now it's down to 54%. In 2020, it was still at 57%. So it's dropped almost 4% since 2020. And so it had a steady decline from there. Corporate profit sharing. Check this out. From 2020, that was 78%. It's dropped down to 71% in the first quarter. So 7% drop of corporate profit sharing going to workers' paychecks. Union membership collapsed from 20% in 1983 down to just 10% today, which some argue has weakened workers' bargaining power. And then finally, federal minimum wage is at its lowest inflation-adjusted value in about 50 years. In other words, okay, so what's going on? What does this actually mean, Bobby? What it actually means is the share of income is going more towards business owners and like corporate and corporate bonuses and things like that instead of going into paychecks. Now, that could also mean, here's a little asterisk on here, that could also mean we have more Americans working as business owners, having their own business, being self-employed and things like that. Doesn't necessarily mean the fat cats are getting richer type thing. Let's go on Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling up for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Awaiting Supreme Court end-of-term decisions on trans athletes and girls' sports and President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship.
Since its ratification following the Civil War, the 14th Amendment has been understood to grant U.S. citizenship to anyone born on American soil. An executive order from President Trump would end that for children born to parents in the country illegally or temporarily.
It's tremendously destructive. It's extremely costly. I don't know. It's up to them.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president's envoys in Qatar for indirect talks with Iran. Interior Secretary Burgum tells D.C. 4th of July visitors don't even think about vandalizing the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool.
It was heard in April. Most just.
It's no different than if you walked up into the Lincoln Memorial and threw red paint on Lincoln's statue itself. I mean, that's, you're vandalizing a national monument.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31. We've got 84 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. Going to be a hot one today. Excessive heat warning is in effect already. A heat index closing in on 100 degrees today. And we'll check our forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us in just a few minutes. The city of Milton's former chief financial officer has been officially terminated. This is following an investigation into a nearly $600,000 discrepancy between city financial records and bank balances. 19-year city employee Curtis Krebs was removed from paid administrative leave on June 24th. The News Journal reporting that in a lengthy rebuttal, Krebs placed blame on city manager Ed Spears, saying the books had been out of balance for more than 20 years before he became CFO, and saying that he had repeatedly flagged the issues. The city's HR director reportedly says Krebs' explanations do not change the underlying findings that supported his termination. Well, Orange Beach has decided against pursuing the purchase of the Beach RV Park, a 23-acre property going out of business along Orange Beach Boulevard. Their city council opting not to get an appraisal, saying the $14 million asking price is just too steep, well above the property's estimated value of $7.5 million. City Administrator Ford Handley says the property will now return to the open market. The owner of the Florabama had an option to buy the land for $14 million and had discussed transferring that option to the city. Well, repairs to West Bogia Road on the north side of Escambia County are nearly finished now. This is after that May 31st flooding collapse that washed away the roadway near McDavid. Crews paved the road last Thursday and Friday and will return soon to complete the striping. The Florida Department of Transportation replaced the failed 70-inch culvert pipe and rebuilt the crossing with new concrete headwalls. The emergency repair cost an estimated $150,000. One person's dead after a T-bone crash on Scenic Highway in Pensacola yesterday. PPD says a car pulled out of Chimney Park into the path of a pickup truck near Langley Avenue, causing the crash. The car's driver died. The pickup truck driver suffered minor injuries. Escambia County Sheriff out with a warning for drug dealers operating in the county.
It's just a matter of time. If you're selling drugs in our community, it is just a matter of time. In fact, if you're doing a lot of it, we probably already know your name. We already probably already know where you live, and we're working on getting that probable cause to go ahead and get that search warrant.
Sheriff Chip Simmons talked with Channel 3 yesterday. The warning comes after the latest in a string of drug house raids, the last on Friday at a property on Muldoon Road, where deputies say they seized 37 grams of fentanyl. The sheriff's office has now executed more than 30 search warrants on suspected drug houses this year. And a retired casino riverboat is going to be sunk off the coast of Orange Beach tomorrow. It'll become the newest artificial reef in Alabama, the Argosy 6, a 408-foot, four-level vessel, has now been stripped down, and it'll be placed about 23 nautical miles south of Orange Beach. And officials, of course, say that reef will help support snapper, greater amberjack, and other species in an area with naturally limited reef structure. The site will also, of course, become a new diving destination along the Gulf Coast. It is 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic brought to you by Progressive Insurance. A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com. Take a look at the big board right now. We still work in that vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock, Gulf Breeze Parkway at Harvard Drive. Use caution through that area. Also, just a little bit away, we have a traffic light out at State Road 281, which is Avalon Boulevard at Gulf Breeze Parkway. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a chance of rain today, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got right now 85 degrees with sunshine here across the area. It's going to be a hot one already, up to 99 for the heat index, and expected to be about 110 here this afternoon. Heat index temperature anyhow. It is 836 at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Your money now. We've got a mixed open on Wall Street today. The Dow is down about 0.25%, 120 and 3/4 points at 52.6207. Now the S&P 500 is up about 4.5 points right now. It's 7,444.95. NASDAQ is up 92 3/4 points at 25,912,851. 10-year bond rate today up at 4.39%. Turning to commodities, gold down 420 at 4,034.70. Silver is up $1.11 at 59.29. Bitcoin down over 2,100 today at 58,215.79. Looking at those oil prices, they are up again today. West Texas Intermediate is up about 0.4%, 71.02 a barrel. Brent crude up 3 cents, 73.18 a barrel today. Fuel prices, national average for a gallon of regular down today at $3.84 a gallon. The Florida statewide average also down $3.77 a gallon today, down just a fraction of a cent from yesterday, and still up a little over a dime from 1 week ago. Well, a new survey finds scammers are now increasingly turning to artificial intelligence to target victims. Gallup and the Stop Scams Alliance estimate that about 15 million Americans lost money to scams last year, with victims saying about 12% involved either AI or deepfakes. Researchers estimate total losses reached $68 billion, with one in four Americans saying they've been scammed at some point in adulthood. Apple shares dropped more than 6% last Thursday after the company announced price increases across several major product lines. Apple says rising memory and storage costs tied to the AI boom forced that move. Prices are increasing on select MacBook, iMac, and iPad models, while iPhones, Apple Watches, and AirPods were not affected. Ford Motor Company is now merged as the top initial quality performer among mass market brands, according to new J.D. Power data. Ford's jump is notable for after several years of weaker results and expensive warranty issues. The company also remaining under a federal consent order after regulators determined it delayed recalling vehicles with faulty rearview cameras. Industry-wide, new vehicle quality posted its strongest year-over-year gain since 1997, based on surveys of 80,000 buyers and lessees of 2026 model vehicles. It's 8:40. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3.
Please be advised. You may want to stop eating the following foods immediately. Broccoli, kale, bean sprouts, blueberries, quinoa, spinach.
Wait, what? I thought those were good for me.
Turns out, not for everyone. Because what's healthy for one person can cause inflammation for another. And the only way to really know what your body needs is to listen to it.
Listen how?
That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to understand what's happening inside you right now. When your results come in, you'll learn exactly which foods to eat, which to avoid, and which supplements are right for you. All based on the world's largest RNA-based human biology database and thousands of clinical research studies. And many people who use Viome report more energy, better digestion, and a better mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing. Learn more at Viome.com/gut. V as in Victor, Viome.com/GUT. And use coupon code GUTHEALTH50 to save $50 off your purchase. Viome. Trust your gut.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Our frivolous topic of the day here. I saw this article that was that talked about bougie things that you can buy that are fairly inexpensive from Amazon Prime and from all kinds of different things, and it makes you feel like you've got something a little fancy in your life, even if it didn't cost a whole lot. And some of them were kind of weird, but some of them are kind of clever. And it includes things like What was one of them? Oh, there was a shiny gold chain that holds your AirPods. So, you know, AirPods are Bluetooth. They're separate. There's no chain. There's no wire to them. But you can buy this chain that connects to them. It looks gold and it looks all fancy and stuff like this. And it's cheap. You buy it. There's this wireless book light that covers the entire page. There's just all these different things like that that are like, it just seems like it's really cool things that you can get. There was some other stuff that was pertaining to travel items, a pearl charging wire to do. There's all kinds of little tiny things that are like kind of bougie yet kind of cheap, but it just kind of upgrades your, you know, things around your life. So what are things in your life that may exist that is like, yeah, at least it makes me feel like it's something fancy, even if it's not. So what are some things in your life that makes it feel fancy, even if it's not so fancy? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is, so while you're thinking about that, I'll have David and I'll have PJ be thinking of theirs as well. Here's a couple of stories here for you. Some good news. U.S. murder rate is approaching a record low. It means we're getting safer, even if it doesn't feel that way. 2025 almost certainly had the lowest murder rate on FBI record, dating back to 1960. And so far, 2026 shows that we're going even lower. Murder dropped 18.7% in the first 4 months of 2026 compared to last year. So that's fantastic news right there. Here's a police-related story. Florida Highway Patrol is the reigning champion for the best-looking cop car competition. They won 3 straight years in a row. Now they're going for year number 4. Sounds goofy, but it actually does raise money for some very important things as well. And then final story here, and then we'll get into your text, 850-437-1620. What are some things you have in your life that feels kind of like, this makes me feel like this is worth it. This is maybe a small purchase, but it makes you feel like you've kind of got a little bit of luxury in your life. 850-437-1620. Mel Brooks turned 100, and his number one habit for longevity is not like clean eating. It's not eating vegetables. It's not taking regular walks. It's a sense of humor. That's right. He says that the thing that's helped him live as long as he's lived, 100 years, having a good sense of humor. Here's what's interesting. So that's what he said in a People interview recently. But the sense of humor metric is scientifically validated. Researchers take this stuff seriously and have been researching it. In fact, a 15-year Norwegian study tracked 50,000 people, 50,000 more, like plus, and found that humor does indeed correlate with significantly lower mortality rates. Women with a high sense of humor, 48% lower risk of death from any cause. From any cause. And 73% lower risk from heart disease. Just by having a high sense of humor. Men with a high sense of humor, 83% lower risk of dying from infection. Those are just some of the statistics that they came up with. So there you go. You want to live longer? Laugh a little more. All right, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. What are some things that you have that you're like, maybe it's not bougie, but maybe it's just something that's like, hey, you know what, this little comfort in life or whatever, this little trinket, this little whatever, makes me feel like just a little bit better in life. What is it? 850-437-1620. Let's go to PJ first. PJ, what do you got going on? Anything in your life you're like,
we're going to do traffic first, sir.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead and traffic. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a vehicle crash with injuries in Roblox, Gulf Breeze Parkway at Harvard Drive, and use caution through that area. They've been working on that one for quite a while. Also, a brand-new vehicle crash, Beulah Road at Rutherford Loop in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. In terms of the bougie things in my life, so from 2010 to 2015, I used to drive a member of Congress. It was like part of my job with him. To his different events and what have you. And he had a Buick Enclave, and man, that thing was smooth. And I kept thinking, man, if I could ever own a Buick Enclave. Well, guess what I own today? So,
really?
So I feel like a member of Congress every time I drive around in my Buick Enclave.
That's not even a small thing. That's a big thing.
Well, I mean, that's the most bougie I could think is on the spot here. So,
all right, there you go. I like it. David, what do you got going on? What's in your life that you're like, you know what, this little thing or big thing apparently just makes you feel better?
Well, you know, I've been kind of racking my brain trying to think of something, but I think I might have one thing here. So years ago, for whatever reason, I got into antique cast iron pans. And so I got this cast iron pan, and I dated it all the way back to like, I don't know, 1870 something. I think it was like one of the very first brands of cast iron. I got it at a thrift store for like $3, and it was all rusted out, and I had to restore it and everything. But every time I cook on that particular pan, it kind of makes me feel a little bit bougie, maybe.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. And you know what? I think oftentimes kitchen gadgets can make you feel that, whether it be like an air fryer or something like that. You know, I think kitchen gadgets can go a long ways to be like, I feel a little, well, hey, you know, whatever. I think for me, I like it. It seems small and weird, but I have a computer bag. It's a leather computer bag that is made out of baseball glove. It's actually from Rawlings, and I have this all leather bag that's baseball mitt material. It's just like a small thing, but it's
nice.
I like it. Makes it feel like it's a little up there. All right. What are some of the other texts here? A leather bookmark engraved with all the British monarchs. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting one. A Kimber handgun. Oh, yeah, that's nice. A lot of people are quite impressed by that, but I actually bought it used quite cheap. Really? Oh, man, that makes it even nicer then. Because, yeah, Kimbers are nice, and then if you got it for a decent price, it makes it even better. Here's the text. My $12 gold-colored key fob cover with a gold chain. Oh, nice. All right. Gold covered key fob cover. That does sound bougie for sure. Absolutely. My personalized Glencairn bourbon glass. Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, there's some bougie stuff going on here. Having a sink in our master bathroom I can call my very own. I get it, though. I get it. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's good stuff. You know, another thing I remember, I had my coasters at the house. I was looking to get some coasters because I have it's a wooden chest that I use as my coffee table. And so I wanted to protect it. And when I was going out and getting coasters, I got marble ones. And I don't know why, but it just makes me feel bougie because I have marble coasters. So it's like little weird things like that cracks me up. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. We got another break we got to hit real quick.
Yes, we do, sir.
Oh, all right. We better do that then. All right. Let's go ahead and get a quick break right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Beer Fest, ABC at the Fish House, San Marzano Tomato Wine Dinner at Angelina's, Summer Restaurant Week at Great Southern, Jackson's and Julia, and the festive Ferragosto celebration at Angelina's, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've ever had to buy a car, it's basically been an unpleasant experience. Except one. That one was when I bought from Frontier Motors. And I'll tell you why. Because we went there just trying to test drive a car. We weren't going to buy it. We knew what we needed. Well, we wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. When we actually had to replace our Dodge Caravan, maybe about 6 months later, well, they had the Honda Odyssey. It was really hard to find at this particular time to drive one. They had the color we wanted. They had the trim level we wanted. We wound up negotiating a little bit on the price, and we bought it when we weren't really looking. Why? Because they had the exact thing we wanted. It was a great car with like 13,000 miles, and it was a year old. Came back from a lease in Orlando. They bought it at auction, and it was just easy. I didn't have to tell anybody my life story. I didn't have to get passed around from this person to that person. All the normal nonsense that you go through in buying cars, didn't have to deal with that. Great quality used cars for excellent prices. And they follow up with you after because they want to make sure you're happy. Like, they treat you like you want to be treated. Whereas I know a lot of times when you deal with cars, it's icky, right? Well, don't do that. Go to Frontier. Check out the great selection, about 300 good quality cars and trucks on the lot at any given time, and find out why it's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative,
informative,
local, dependable.
Dependable.
Let's go, Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's go and get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Not seeing any delays in Pine Forest. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. The House has passed the Kids Online Safety Package, despite watchdog pushback. It had bipartisan support, but it's probably going to have a little bit of a challenge in the Senate. And this is one where the bill has approved social media companies, or really it's trying to get it to where there's going to be less targeting of ads to children. Part of it will require better notification for kids if they're being targeted by ads, which I think is kind of bleh, I don't know about that. But then another part of the bill is that social media companies will face tougher standards on content moderation for young users. As I said, it's bipartisan. Both Republicans and Democrats supported it. But this bill's been put up multiple times, and this is the first time it's passed the House. So now it goes to the Senate, where it's expected to be debated, and it's probably going to have a big issue there in the Senate. Not sure if it'll even pass the Senate at that point either. Here's a good news story. In Africa, a new multi-billion-dollar program is now connected 50 million people to the power grid across Africa. It's called Mission 300, and 50 million people across 40 African countries now have electricity access for the first time ever. Think about that. It's hard to believe sometimes, but you have 50 million people have not had access to electricity until now. The goal that they have, though, is to cut the number of people without reliable power in half by 2030. So they are targeting 300 million more people than what they than what they've currently done so far. So there's still even, you know, like 50 million seems like a lot, yet there's still a lot more. So there's 675 million people in Africa living without reliable electricity right now. So, wow, that's something else. On this day, a few things to let you know about. Well, first of all, birthdays. Michael Phelps turned 39 today, the greatest Olympic athlete of all time, winning 23 gold medals. Cody Rhodes, the American professional wrestler from WWE and AAW, he also turned 39. AJ Brown, the NFL superstar. He turns 27 today. Today in history, back in 1972, was the very first leap second that was added to the time clock in order to match the atomic clocks with Earth's slightly slowing rotation. And then we have the, 1973. This is so awesome. Imagine being on a plane going so fast that you can literally chase down the Earth's shadow. Well, that's basically what had happened back in 1973. The Concorde had positioned itself to experience the longest total eclipse ever recorded on record. So scientists took off at the start of the solar eclipse and followed it. They were on board for 70 minutes of totality instead of the normal 7 minutes. Pretty crazy. Freaking awesome. All right, Pensacola Morning News, Xander McKay.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The Supreme Court is about to go on summer break. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But before the justices go, they'll issue the last four rulings of this term this hour, and President Trump's